cliffcentral.com. I feel very honored to have the opportunity to be speaking to Dr. Amanda Hamilton Atwell, who is the founder and executive director of Business DNA. That is quite the little profile.
Yes, I suppose so, but you know, I've been in the communication industry for so many years. It is actually a privilege to be part of this and to be part of building the careers of so many people.
How's it like with many years of experience, and to look at the prison specifically with 18 years, they've been going on very, very strong as well. How's it like to actually see the progression of the PR and communication field?
It is incredible, because when I started many moons ago, public relations was really balloons and boobs. Mm. And if you look at it now, it is a strategic partner in the business. It's organizations that are successful are the organizations that really have a high regard for public relations, and not public relations in the superficial sense of the word, but as a communication professional, to use these people to make, to create an awareness of the message of the organization.
From what you've monitored in the outside world and in businesses, are most businesses outsourcing their PR and communications or conducting it more in-house?
It varies. My experience is that the big role players have a very strong internal communication function, but that they outsource the very specialized elements of communication to specialized communication professionals.
How essential is PR and communication in a business?
Well, now you ask me. Of course, it is the most essential part of the business. And
more budget for PR.
Yeah, and I don't say that in a very, just in a flippant way.
Yeah.
Because if the organization does not succeed in creating awareness of its message, of its values, of its strategic orientation amongst its employees and amongst its external stakeholders, it will not be as effective as it could be. And what I often refer to is people that econometrics organizations that did research after the great economic problems that the companies have in 2008, and they found that the organizations that were really effective were the organizations that had good external and internal communication functions. And when they did more research about that, they realized, and they published a lot of articles on that, that the conclusion was that organizations and stakeholders can deal with bad news, but they cannot deal with uncertainty. Uh-huh. And for me, that is the role of the public relations officer, of the communications professional, to communicate the message. It doesn't matter what the message is, but they will communicate the message.
Does crisis management fall under PR and communications?
Very much so, because that is just one of the messages that we must communicate. And organizations often think that they don't need a crisis communication plan because we don't have a crisis at the moment.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't know when they will have a crisis.
Most definitely, Amanda, in wrapping up, what would you have to say from your side is your personal vision for the PRISM Awards?
That it should be more than just an award. People do not enter an awards program just to get an award. They get an award, they enter because they want to measure themselves against their peers. They want to measure themselves against the industry standard. Uh-huh. And for me, the PRISM Awards is really setting the industry standards. And that is why people must realize that if you won an PRISM Award this year and you enter the same thing next year, you will probably not get an award because the standard will be higher.
Oh, yeah. And that is why that speaks a lot to the 18 years the prisons have been around and really has become one of the most sought-after awards in this industry. So thank you so much, Dr. Amanda Hamilton Atwell, the founder and executive director of Business DNA. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Cliffcentral.com.